Sports Talk on Mansfield 103.2 with the Derbyshire Building Society, the winning team for mortgages, insurance and much more. Call Mansfield 626 361 or pop into any branch today.
Yes, very good evening and welcome to Sports Talk here on Mansfield 103.2 with me, Jason Harrison, ahead of a huge game for the Stags. Can they get that point that they need for Football League survival? At home to Barnet tomorrow, we'll be chewing the fat between now and 7 o'clock. And also looking back at last weekend's game against Swindon, we'll also be hearing from Billy Dearden and talking about a special game that takes place at Field Mill on Sunday. That's all between now and 7 with me, Jason Harrison. This is Sports Talk, the perfect way to start your sporting weekend on the biggest station for the Stags, Mansfield 103.2.
I owe all the players that played with me over the last 2 years a massive thank you, and every one of them means a lot to me.
Play like we did today though, watch out, I've got Stags on the way.
They're an excellent bunch of supporters, but there's a small minority there trying to influence a different agenda.
Let's just hope, you know, if I give 100%, hopefully fans can see that and get behind them.
It's no better than a pub side on a Sunday afternoon. I mean, this is diabolical.
To get the crowds back up, we've got to start winning more matches and hopefully get on in the top half of the table, and if they get with us, we'll give it the best shot.
Sports Talk. Yes, very good evening and welcome to Sports Talk with me, Jason Harrison. Thanks very much to Jamie Walker, who was studying for me last week. Did a great job as well, and he's left the seat warm and a little bit soggy as well. I don't know what he was doing on it last week, but I think we should be all okay now between now and 7 o'clock. Joining me in the studio are our regular guests, Phil Walker and Steve Archer, and we've also got a very special guest, the Follow the Yellow Brick Road team captain, Wayne Sharp. We'll be talking to him very, very shortly indeed about a very special game that's going on at the weekend. But first, Steve and Phil, let's talk a little bit about tomorrow, shall we? A little bit nervy, a little bit edgy to go into it. Basically, the Stags face Barnet, knowing they need to get at least a point to survive, well, to secure their survival. There are other things that can happen. Let's just briefly have a look and see what can happen tomorrow. If any of these things happen tomorrow, the Stags will be safe.
Jason, right, you want to warn the listeners now. Sit down, get a cushion, calm, relax, shut the curtains and listen to this, because it's very complicated. Go ahead.
It's all very complicated, and these are the results that would see the Stags safe tomorrow. If Wrexham lose or draw away at Walsall, who are second and are going for the title, then that means the Stags will be safe. If Boston lose or draw with Torquay at home tomorrow, the Stags will be safe. And if Macclesfield lose at Accrington away, the Stags are all but safe, because Macclesfield's goal difference is 15 worse than the Stags. So therefore, that would mean Mansfield Town be okay. But, Steve, the most important thing is one proviso that would keep the Stags safe tomorrow. Mansfield beat or draw at home to Barnet, it's still in the Stags' hands, isn't it? And that is the most important thing.
It is the most important thing, Jason, yeah. And I've got every confidence in the Stags, you know, going out and doing that. But I know I've been banging on about it on the breakfast news all week. I want the people of Mansfield to forget the fact, you know, what they're stopping away for, whatever political reason. And act as a 12th man tomorrow, really get behind the team.
What about Barnet? Is it going to be an easy game tomorrow? I mean, they got tanked last week, 5-0, didn't they? They're safe. Will they be coming to Field Mill wanting to play?
Well, I had a good detailed chat with Stuart Watkins in the week, obviously sorting out this match that we're going to talk about later. And he said he'd had them watched, and basically they're a good side. Mm. He prepped his players ready, everything else. And he says, and Barnet came out onto the field, to use Stuart's words, like they were on the beach. You know, and he says the only backdrop to that is that the Barnet manager, Fairclough, will have got them in and said, look, lads, you know, you're not going to put in another performance like this. If you are, you'll be here till the 30th of June. So he's expecting Barnet to really roll the sleeves up tomorrow and try and prove a point after getting hammered last week.
Phil Walker, Steve did mention it there about everyone getting down there and getting to a man behind the Stags and leave all the political stuff behind it. Even this week, the Stags Fans for Change, who have been the protest group, have released a statement saying, let's everybody get down there and cheer the lads on. Because it is a young team, they need our support. We'll be hearing over the weekend from the youngsters that are playing, saying it's difficult to play at home at the moment because there's a huge amount of pressure. And it's good to hear, isn't it, that the fans are getting together, because ultimately, Football League survival is the be-all and end-all, isn't it?
That's right, Jason. I mean, it's important everybody pulls together and gets the club out of this potentially dreadful situation they're in. I mean, 8 games without a win, but this run has to come to an end, because before that, Manchester have played some great football, and I think tomorrow, hopefully, irrelevant what all the other teams do, I think Manchester tomorrow, obviously they've got to get a point. It's impossible to play for a draw, but what Billy's got to do is he's got to get all the players together, ignore all the calls from the crowd, because they'll be shouting scores across and things like this about Berry's winning or such and such. Players focus on the game. When they have the ball, they've got to be careful with it, use it wisely. And when they haven't got the ball, they've got to get the shape and don't give Barnet any sort of kind of confidence boost. And I think they'll get the point.
It's going to be like a cup final, Phil, isn't it? It really is going to be like a cup final. It's going to be a white hot atmosphere. And like you say, pay no attention to the scores, but they're going to be banded about. Everybody's going to be on tender hooks, and what we need, with being such a young side, Jason, is the fans of Mansfield to get down to Field Mill and give them 110% backing.
If we'd have said 10 games ago this situation was going to happen, nobody would.
We're talking about Barbados playoffs.
But end of the day,
we're not betting Regis now, will we? Well, we might if we go down.
At end of the day, that's what makes the football the beautiful game that it is. It's so unpredictable. But Billy and Paul Holland this week have got to get those players together to focus, and obviously get them all to get to pull together and get that point, so that we don't have to go in the last game to the last game, because crikey, that would be a real kind of horrible situation. So they've got to get that point tomorrow.
Well, we'll have full match commentary here on Manchester 103.2 if you can't make it, but I want as few people to be listening to me tomorrow. I want as many people down at Field Mill watching the game.
I never listen to anybody, Steve.
Absolutely. Of course, on paper, tomorrow's game is going to be slightly easier than the one that was on last weekend. Of course, a trip away to Swindon Town. The Stags came away from it though with a defeat. This is how it happened.
Oh, there's a near shot. Well, it's Peacock with the shot again, and it's in. The goal for Swindon. Peacock turned and hit a shot that cannoned off the post. The Stags defence failed to clear the ball, and there was Court to finish off from close range. 1-0 Swindon down. Corner comes into the 6-yard box. It's in the post again. It was Lee Peacock this time that struck the post. It's out towards Roberts. Roberts turns Mullins brilliantly. It's the ball in, and that's a free header.
That is shocking defending, to be perfectly honest.
Corner for Swindon. All the bodies in the box, the ball's floated into the 6-yard box, and it's
again an own goal.
And that looked an own goal. The crowd's jumped up in front of us.
John O'Raffielder, as far as I could see, headed that into his own net. It was a routine corner from the right hand side, curled in. Fielder tried to head it away, but unfortunately he only got a flick on it and headed it straight past Jason White into the far corner of the net, and that's 2-0 for Swindon.
Zaboob again with a chance of whipping the ball in. He does do. It's low, and there's Peacock, and there's Roberts, and that should have been 3-0. Should have been 3-0 again. The ball was cleared by Gelder, I think, and Gelder may as well have just hit that with a pink purse, because that went straight back to Roberts, and Roberts, with a great opportunity of putting Swindon 3-0 up, decided inexplicably to hit him wide. Half time, and it's not good news here at the county ground.
2-0 for Swindon.
Court, and the ball's played again, played across, and oh, what a chance! It came to Court right inside the penalty area. The Stags defence misjudged the flight of the ball, and there was Court unmarked at the right hand post, and all he did was blast it high and wide. Lucky escape there for Mansfield. Conlon with a shot on, and the keeper Smith had to dive down smartly to his right hand side and push that away, but the space opened there for Conlon, and Swindon just didn't pick him up. That was a good effort from Barry Conlon. There goes the final whistle. Swindon Town 2, Mansfield Town 0.
There you go. The voices you heard there, of course, were Martin Shaw and Steve Hartshorn. And Steve, forever I will have in my mind John O'Raffielder carrying a pink purse. Where did that one come from?
I haven't got a clue. I have not got a clue.
But what about the game? They would have gone there, wouldn't they, with a battle plan, and then 5 minutes gone in. Did they have to rip that up, wouldn't they?
Well, Phil's just asked me off here, were Mansfield that bad? They weren't. Swindon, a third in the league. They're not third in the league for their outer reason. And they were just better than us, Jason. That's top and bottom, isn't it? Men against boys.
Mm. Would it have been better if we'd had a full team out? Because we showed, didn't we, at Phil Mill?
Well, we beat them 2-0. We beat them 2-0 at Mansfield, and they never really had a look in. But Roberts was superb. Zaboob was superb. They looked aside prepared, gunning and full of confidence going for promotion, exactly what they are.
All eyes would have been on the players like Danny Sleeth, Chris Wood, Jamie McGee coming on later on, Ashley Kitchen again, all these youngsters. It's an unenviable position, isn't it, what they've been thrown into, you know, especially like in Chris Wood's case, to be thrown in away at Swindon.
Well, it was. I mean, you'd only got to look at them when they were warming up. They're all sat with rattles and bibs. they didn't bother with footballs. You just get them a little rattle and a few toys and things and rust to get on with, and then told them they were playing football. But again, just harping back to Stuart Watkins, explaining the situation to Stuart on the phone in the week, and he turned round and said, well, it might actually be a good thing, you know. He says, you know, they've blooded them in. Billy's had to blood them in, but it may benefit those young players because they've not been put in with carpet slippers. They've been put in right at the deep end, and he says, and it'll do them good.
Similar situation, I suppose, with you talking about that, is I can remember back in the early 90s when Man United, were they trounced something like 5-0 away at Barcelona or something like that, and the youngsters have been in there, and they built from that, didn't they? So it's the same sort of situation it could be, couldn't it, that from that they learnt so much for the future?
Well, I mean, let's hope so. You know, it's hard to be critical of the young players, but the trouble is, Jason, and I'm one of them. Football fans are the most fickle people in the world. As soon as you see somebody pull an Amber shirt on, you don't think, oh, well, he's only a kid, give him a chance. You want him doing his best. You want him beating five players and hitting one in from 30 yards, and if you don't, you want to know why. You know, so it's a little bit hard on the youngsters, but I'm sure tomorrow they'll stand up to the task very well.
Phil, looking at the team that went out there, you'd expect probably as many first-team players to be out there as possible. So Nathan Arnold was on the subs bench. Were you surprised when you saw that?
Very surprised. I think one of the biggest problems, going to what Steve was talking there, is the amount of youngsters in the team. You know, if you've got one or two in, then the senior professionals can kind of wrap that one or two people in cotton wool and carry them through. But to have so many youngsters in there, and Nathan Arnold, who, you know, compared to someone as an experienced player, to be left on the bench, I find that decision mystified. But then again, Billy and Paul have worked with them all week. You know, we don't know if he's got a little bit of a knock or something like that, or he's been not well in training. But a lot of the things that Billy has made this season has surprised me, both individual decisions and also tactical decisions. But at the end of the day, he's the manager, you know, and obviously, you know, he'll fall or die by the sword. So he works with the players all week, he makes the decision, and like I've said, that's the secret of either being a good coach or a bad coach.
And that's a £5 fine for Steve Archer for leaving his phone on during Sports Talk. But there you go. Quick break. When we return, we'll be hearing from Billy Dearden about things going on the last week or so at Phil Mill. We'll also be talking to our guest Phil Walker, Steve Archer, and also follow the Yellow Brick Roads, Wayne Sharp, the captain of that football team, ahead of a special Legends match at Phil Mill on Sunday. This is Sports Talk. It's 6:16.
Take all the time you need to choose your new windows and doors from Everseal. Call in at our showroom on Old Mill Lane, Mansfield Woodhouse. Isn't it time you checked out our website at everseal.co.uk?
Sure, that's sexy with his top off. Wind in the hair, you can't beat an open top on the open road.
And that's a proper sports car too, that'd get my Sally going.
There's the donut behind the wheel.
With his Mr. Cool shades, and I bet that's a fake tan.
Yeah, he's got to be a banker.
She's cute, I bet she only likes it for the car.
To avoid this unseemly jealousy, you can enjoy a Mazda MX-5 for under £16,000. And Britain's favourite open-top sports car is now available with 3 years 0% finance.
Isn't that your Sally, eh?
The Mazda MX-5. Don't get jealous. Get one. Finance subject to status. Guarantees, indemnities may be required. Typical 0% APR with a minimum 50% deposit. Mazda Credit, CM13, 3AR.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have pickup. Ace ABC Taxis are go.
Call Ace ABC Taxis on 654321 and we'll come to your rescue. Whether it's a visit to the shops, a night out with friends, or a trip to the airport, Ace ABC will make your journey hassle-free. We proudly offer disabled accessibility and 8-seater vehicles are also available. So what are you waiting for? Call Ace ABC Taxis on
654321.
Ace ABC. We're on another planet to the rest. Just call Mansfield 654321.
An unrivaled soul selection at 5 every Sunday on the biggest station for Mansfield, Ashfield and Bolsover. Hour 1 features many soul classics from the last 4 decades and highlights choice new releases. Hour 2 is the Northern Soul Hall of Fame, featuring many a floor shaker that has been popularized for more than 3 decades here in the area. Hi, this is Kev Roberts. I've been playing them for long enough and hope you enjoy the weekly selection. The Soul Show, 5 till 7 every Sunday evening on Mansfield 103.2.
The Soul Show with Kev Roberts on Mansfield 103.2 in association with Pepperell Grange, the home of the area's premier soul and motown night on the first Friday of every month. For more details, call Pepperell Grange on 441-017.
Roll up, it's the greatest show on earth, with our top cast of thousands of roll-ins, thousands of vinyls and thousands of wooden floors in laminate and solid wood, with some of the most daring offers you'll ever find, and astounding prices you'll ever see, and it's all available for you to take away, or we could organise a fitting for you. It's a top place to go, so when you want to lay a top carpet, a top vinyl or a top wooden floor, make sure you visit the Top Floor Warehouse, Herbert Lane, Mansfield. It's not to be missed.
The 9 and 9, every weekday from 9 o'clock.
Sponsored by Brian Radford Motor Sales, Nottingham Road, Mansfield. Specialist in top quality used cars at the price you can afford. Friendly, family run business, open 7 days a week. So visit Brian Radford Motor Sales, Nottingham Road, Mansfield.
Mansfield, 103.2. Mansfield 103.2 Sports with Hopkins Solicitors, the winning team for personal injury and family law on Mansfield 468 468. Sports Talk, Mansfield 103.2.
Welcome back to Sports Talk on this Friday evening with me, Jason Harrison. In the studio with me, Phil Walker, Steve Hartshorn, and Follow the Yellow Brick Road team captain, Wayne Sharp. We're talking about that very special day down at Fill Mill on Sunday, very, very soon indeed. But ahead of tomorrow's vital home game with Barnet for the Stags, I managed to catch up with Stags boss Billy Dearden. We started by looking back at Saturday's defeat at Swindon. He thought the youngsters he put in fought back well there after a disappointing start.
They could have gone under. After the start, we had a poor start, early goal after 5 minutes against us, and then what, 6 or 7 minutes before half time, and you think, you know, but they went out second half, and I was quite pleased with the young lads last week, because it's not an easy place to go when you've got your full lot of players playing, you know. So to go with the side we had out, I thought the lads responded quite well last Saturday second half.
So you'd be confident of putting them in again on Saturday?
Well, I've got no option, really, you know. I can't see anybody, like I said, being available. And the long-term injuries are improving, but I can't see any of them being available for this coming Saturday. So they will be included this weekend.
Wrexham kept things going on Tuesday night with an excellent win for them at Shrewsbury. The odds are still slim for the Stags to go down, but it's... It's up to you now, on Saturday.
We need a win. Whenever, I said, I've been saying this for 2 or 3 weeks, but we just can't get that win. We haven't played very well and all that, but circumstances make it a bit difficult for us to do that. But I expect better, and I did get better from the young lads last week, so I think if they carry on improving like they did second half last week, I hope we can get a result against Barnet.
I'm sure your message to the fans is whatever people who have probably been staying away, whether it's for political reasons, come to the last home game of the season and get behind the lines.
Well, that's right. I mean, we need the fans. Everybody needs their fans, and you know, the lads are going to dip in form because they're in and out of the only young boys, but I'd like to think the crowd will get behind them and support us like they can do, you know, and really get behind the lads and give us the 12 man.
What about Barnet?
Yeah, they've done very, very well. You know, they're comfortable position in the league, halfway up. And I know they lost last week at Grimsby 5, but when you've lost 5 away from home, you generally try to do a lot more about it when you're going away for your next away trip. So we're expecting a very difficult game with Barnet.
And of course they've got a certain Adam Birchall within their ranks.
Yeah, well, Adam had left before I came here. He was already down at Barnet, and he's apparently he's done very well down there. But this sometimes happens, you know. I think he's a London boy down there, and they like to be down here where they come from, and they get a better response from him sometimes.
Where does their threat come from, do you think?
Well, a big threat will come from him. I think they've got one or two oldest players. You've got Hendon in there, but I don't know whether he's playing or not now, and they've got Paul Warrest in there, who's played at Premiership level and any level, like, you know, but you know, they're just getting a little bit older now, and hopefully the legs are going, so we might be able to test him out on that count, really.
What have you been telling the lads in training this week?
Well, we have training. Difficult to get a training session going with our lad just now because we're frightened of getting any more injuries, really, but we've kept away from the physical side of each other this week. We've just been working on different things, whichever back four we're going to put out Saturday. It's difficult to work on things when you haven't got the players you want.
Are you still keeping them optimistic? That's what you've got to do, isn't it, man?
Keeping them up, there's no two ways about it. We've had meetings, and I just don't want to see long faces around, you know. It's easy to let your standards drop, but I've just been the same, and I've told them, you know, I've always said you don't worry about the game, you think about it, but if you let it worry yourself, you just go worse and worse. So you've got to get yourself out of this rut as soon as possible. And I can't think of a better way to do it is to get us 3 points against Barnet on Saturday.
Well, let's hope so. Billy Dearden there speaking to me earlier on today here on Mansfield 103.2. We've got more about Mansfield Town very, very soon indeed. But we're hoping to make it a feel-good weekend this weekend with the Stags securing their Football League status for next year against Barnet tomorrow. And also on Sunday afternoon, something very, very special going on at Field Mill, taking place from 3 o'clock, although the bar is open before and after the game. Follow the Yellow Brick Road supporter side. We're playing a team of Stags legends. And Steve Hartshorn, of course, you are the manager of Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Just tell us a little bit about the game that's going on, because there are some players coming for this one, aren't there?
There is indeed, Jason. Yeah, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic day, and more importantly, more than any Stags player turning up or any our players turning up, but let's hope the fans turn up and support the charity, of course, because it's all in aid of the Nottingham City Hospital Cancer Care Unit, and also for the Haematology Unit as well. So it's all for a worthy cause, but there is some really terrific ex-Mansfield Town players, and hopefully we're just waiting to hear from one ex-manager, as in Dave Smith, whether Dave Smith can make it up as well. It'll be a fantastic afternoon.
Admission is £4 for adults, £2 for children, no APs. I've got some of the ex-players that will be there. Ernie Moss, Simon Coleman, Mark Kearney, Kevin Bird, Colin Foster, Jim McCaffrey, Johnny Miller, Steve Parkin, Keith Cassells, Ian Bowling, fantastic. And, Wayne Sharp, Follow the Yellow Brick Road captain, you are the captain of the supporters' side. We were speaking off air, and you say you're looking forward to Sunday, and this is going to be one of the biggest days of your life, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it very much, yeah.
What is it about it that's so exciting?
Oh, just going on the Field Mill. Brilliant, you know what I mean?
And playing all these against all these legends as well. Because you did it last year, didn't you? Just tell us about last year. It was a bit harsh for you, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, last year at Tivis Hall Grange, me and Jamie Wheatman were playing at Centre Halls, and we had to mark Steve Wilkinson and Chris Greenacre.
Oh, dear. Did Steve shout at you a lot?
Yeah.
That's always typical, isn't it? It always is, indeed. And tomorrow as well, there's something else going on, isn't there, Steve? Oh, is it the Sunday morning, I should say? Is it the training?
We're having a little training session in the morning, just a little... it's a bit like a cup final for us, isn't it? Like an FA Cup final. So we're having a little, like, you know, mid-light bag of crisps, bag of Quavers on side of the pitch, and a little chit-chat and sorting things out. And then there's about eight players off up to Oak Tree Lane Tesco, believe it or not.
Really? And what are they going to be doing there?
Well, the manager's been superb. Alison McIntyre, who's the mother of Stephen, who unfortunately lost his battle against the illness a couple of years ago. It's the Stephen McIntyre Memorial Trophy, which we're playing for. She actually works at Tesco, as does Kevin Bird as well. And the manager up there has been absolutely superb. They're having an Amber Day on Saturday, where all the staff are paying £1 to wear an amber shirt and things like that. And he's asked if we can go up, you know, into the foyer a bit and dressed in the kit and kick footballs about. But Alison's had a lovely idea that Wayne doesn't know about yet, and none of the players that are going
looking
up.
He always looks good, kills.
Well, she's actually had an idea. She says, rather than just kicking a football about and standing there with a bookie, why don't you pack bags? So it looks like there'll be eight Follow the Elbert Road players lined up at the tills tomorrow morning, packing bags and asking for donations.
Didn't know about this, Wayne.
No, I didn't. He's having a giraffe there. Back in bags.
Never
eat.
Well, I'll tell you something that'll be definite here. Ex-professional footballers, that competitive spirit never goes, does it, Phil? And they'll be desperate to be on top form. And you've seen first-hand evidence of this week, haven't you?
That's right, Jason. I nearly crashed the car in the morning. I was driving down Old Mill Lane, and I thought I recognised that person in his tracksuit. And, we used to have some great battles, me and Kev Bird. He could never catch me then. And the pace he was running at then, the other morning, he would no chance of catching me now. So, he's obviously taking it serious. I probably embarrassed him now. But, some of those players there, I mean, Kev Bird, Ernie Moss, Mark Kearney, Simon Cohen, all legends at Mansfield Town, and to do what they're doing, to come to give up the Sunday and to come, and Steve's obviously arranged for this as we all know, my son Jamie has suffered from this type of illness, and we've just handed over a cheque last week for £20,000 to Kingsmill, and it was so emotional to hand that money over, because without these people, these units, what they do for people, especially young children as well, the lives they're saving, and I'll be there, pay my £5, wherever it is, and I think it's a great cause, and please all come along and support it.
One of the things that has really struck a chord with me all week, Jason, is we've got a marvellous turnout of players, but the players that can't make it for genuine reasons are really, really giving heartfelt messages all week, wishing that the good people of Mansfield come and support the event. I had a phone call last night from a very distraught Chris Greenacre, believe it or not. He came last year, played last year. I managed to speak to him yesterday, and unfortunately he's arranged to take his mother and father from Halifax to Heathrow Airport Sunday afternoon. And he rang me about 9:30 last night, absolutely distraught. He tried everybody, his cousins, next door's dog, anybody, to try and take his parents down to the airport instead of himself, and it was genuinely gutted. He says, "I love Mansfield, I love the Mansfield people, and I hope the Mansfield people come out and support the event."
I did read though that he's going to try his best to get some sort of input into the day.
He's sending us it should be here tomorrow morning. He's sending us a signed Tranmere Rovers ball with best wishes from Chris Greenacre. He said, "Do you want all the other Tranmere players to sign it?" I went, "No, don't bother." which is superb. I mean. We've had it from Rod Arnold. Rod Arnold, he actually turned around to me on the phone the other day and said he'd had chewed his right arm off to play in this game, but it's his cousin's wedding, so he's got to go. Ray Clark, he obviously works for Celtic, and obviously with them just winning the championship, things are busy up there at the weekend. There's numerous players that can't make it, that wish that they could. Phil Stant is working in Bristol Sunday afternoon, and that's why he can't make it. But there's the real good news and good stories, Jason, and of people like Terry Eccles, who's not fit enough to play, but has asked if his son can represent him at the game, just for 10 minutes, because his son wants to play on the field where his dad famously played, so there's nice little twist stories about that. Terry Eccles is coming up to the game. We've got Graham Brown coming to the game. Mick Laverick, who's doing a hip operation, he's coming to the game. And like I said, I mean, Jamie Walker's been working tremendously well with his little contacts here, there and everywhere. And he spoke to Dave Smith, and he's trying to organise Dave Smith coming up as well. So it is going to be an absolutely fantastic day, and a very nostalgic day for Stags fans. Let's just hope we get a win on Saturday, put everybody in a good frame of mind, and a great day on Sunday. It should be a really good weekend.
On to the Tranmere subject, Steve. I can get you a Chesterfield signed ball if that's any use.
A Chesterfield signed ball. I think I'd rather have Chesterfield signed toilet paper. can we just wish, whilst we're on the subject of Chesterfield, can we wholeheartedly wish Cheltenham every bit of success
and
tomorrow?
Bradford.
I don't care about Bradford, because if Cheltenham get a point at Rotherham, Chesterfield are down, aren't they? So best of luck to Cheltenham.
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit more about that shortly indeed. And just take you through the details then, shall we? Follow the Yellow Brick Road supporters side, taking on a team of Stags legends. You've heard all the players that are playing for the Stephen McIntyre Memorial Trophy at Phil Mill on Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. kickoff. Admission £4 for adults, £2 for children, and OAPs raising raising money for the Notts City Hospital Cancer Unit. And one thing we have to mention as well, Steve, the club have offered the ground free of charge and everything, haven't they?
I'll tell you something. The club have been vilified for one or two reasons, or people at the club have for one or two things throughout this season and seasons past. But I've got a hand on heart, say, Jason, that the football club from the very top to the very bottom have been absolutely superb with this. They're not charging us anything. They're giving up the time. They've organised everything. I mean, I've had excuse me, I've had 10 days to get all this organised, and the club have rung me up and said, Steve, it's sorted. We've done it. You know, it's all sorted. Don't worry about it. You get the players sorted out. You sort out a kit for the legends. You do one or two other things you need to sort out. But the stewards, St John's Ambulance, even the which I thought was an essential item, the crossbar being open at 12:30 and then open again after the game, so the fans can come in and meet the players that are turning up and playing. The club have been absolutely fantastic in handling it all, and a big thank you to James Derry.
Everything happening Sunday afternoon then at 3 o'clock. We'll give you all the details as well at the end of the programme. Right, quick break. When we come back, we start focusing again on Barnet, and we'll look back at some of the recent games in flashback after these.
Join me, Stuart, for Drive Time each weekday afternoon between 2 and 6 with a brain teaser. Our survey said the rock slop. And we'll also get you home safely with the latest traffic and travel. Drive Time, 2 till 6, Monday to Friday.
Mansfield 103.2 Drive with Astra Carpets. Driving down the price of carpets and beds in the area. Phone Mansfield 751 391.
This Saturday night, join the Tony Perry Road Show at the Welbeck Miners Welfare for a cracking evening of 60s and 70s soul and Motown music with a fully licensed bar. All at the Welbeck Miners Welfare as we celebrate the last Saturday of the month. A great night's entertainment in a great venue. Welbeck Miners Welfare, Elsley Road, Meadow Vale. It's payday!
AvailableCar.com. Looking for a car? Well, now there are three places to look, because Available Car Castle Donington and AvailableCar.com are now open in Sutton and Ashfield, where you can view, test drive and buy over 2,000 low-priced used cars from £3,000 to £23,000 exclusively at Available Car Castle Donington, AvailableCar.com and now Available Car Sutton in Ashfield. AvailableCar.com. Voted Britain's used car retailer of the year.
MOT tester wanted now for class 1, 2, 4 and 7, £10.22 per hour. Call 08450-MOT-MAX. That's 08450-668-629 now.
Bag a bargain this Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday at United Carpets and Beds in the four-day sale. There's up to 75% off and free fitting. Choose a stain-resistant Berber carpet with 75% off, now only £3.99, and have it fitted for free. Or just spoil yourself with a choice of luxurious deep pile carpets, now half price. And Rest Easy Mini Beds have up to 75% off too. Don't miss a bargain. Bag it this Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. It's the four-day sale at United Carpets and Beds on Old Mill Lane, Mansfield Woodhouse and Lowmore Road, Kirkby in Ashfield.
Mansfield 103.2 Sport with Hopkins Solicitors, the winning team for personal injury and family law on Mansfield 468 468.
Sports Talk. Mansfield 103.2.
The perfect way to start your sporting weekend. This is Sports Talk here on Mansfield 103.2, also being broadcast around the world on Stags World and on manrad.com. We're here till 7 o'clock tonight. We'll also be hearing from Chris Wood very shortly indeed. And we'll also be talking the contract situation with our studio guests Phil Walker, Steve Hartshorn and Wayne Sharp. But first, let's have a look back, shall we, at some recent games between the Stags and Barnet. Barnet have not done very well against the Stags in recent times. Let's hope that continues tomorrow. This is Flashback. The two sides met at Underhill in August 2000 and shared a six-goal thriller, starting with a strike in his own half by Stag Mark Blake.
Shot comes in from Blake. Oh, David! Oh, my word! The Stags have done it again! Mark Blake, the ball drops into Barnet's hair, and Mark Blake, 30 yards out, does a Chris Greenacre, chips it in, over the top of Lee Harrison, and my goodness me, Mansfield Town have the lead. It's 4 minutes gone, and it's Barnet nil, Mansfield Town won. It came out to the edge of the box, it was fired back in by a Barnet striker, and it came off a Stags defender, and shot into the bottom left-hand corner, and it was Mark Harbour who brings Barnet
ball this time inside to John Doolan. Gives it back to Stockley. Doolan's with him. Doolan gets it back. Goes around Corden, gets the cross in. It's dangerous. Sam Stockley! A beautiful looping header from Sam Stockley. Makes it 4-2. Mansfield Town 1. 31 minutes on the clock. And it's now Barnet 3, Mansfield Town 1. And that really was absolutely dire defending. And who else but Scott McLeish?
Bacon has it. What can he do here? Time to go downhill.
In the box, Clark shoots. Clark scores! Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. That was as easy as you like. Well, that really makes you wonder why Mansfield Town have not done that before. A link-up play on this left-hand side between Corden and Bacon. Bacon came inside for Clark. In acres of space, Mark Arbour and Greg Hill just score-watching. And Darryl Clark, as cool as you like, flips it around Harrison to make it 4-3, Mansfield Town 2. All the Stags players surround each other, and the biggest cheer goes up on the terraces as the Mansfield Town celebrate a Chris Greenacre goal. Managed to get behind Greg Heels, the captain of Barnet, who's had a super game, but he fired it hard and thunderous into the back of Barnet's goal, and it's now Barnet 3, Mansfield 3, with half an hour gone in the second half. Stags then managed a fine 4-1 win at Field Mill in January 2001. Shane Bradley had them 2-0 up by the interval before Ben Strevens pulled one back on the hour mark for Barnet. Mansfield then had to wait until the final 2 minutes to make the game safe, though, through Chris Greenacre and Lee Williams. And that would be the last game for almost 5 years as Barnet were relegated out of the Football League. Barnet's next visit to Field Mill was in October 2005 after their return to the Football League, but the Stags claimed a comfortable victory. Coke outside to Adam Rundle onto Richie Bark. That's good play down his left-hand side over the halfway line for Rundle. Gets the ball along the ground towards Simon Brown into the penalty. It goes to the byline, goes down. Is it a penalty? It's a penalty. Simon King has brought Simon Brown down in the penalty area, pushed him to the ground, gets a yellow card, and it's a spot kick for the Stags. Richie Barker comes forward, strikes it, hits in. Well, Tyner got a hand to it, but it was blasted down the centre by Richie Barker. And all that matters for Mansfield Town is that they're ahead. 11 minutes gone in this game, the Stags lead by a goal to nil. Coke moves it down his right hand side, over the beak into the penalty area. It's Brown, it's in! Simon Brown has scored in the near post. He punches the air, he goes to the point. Far side, Olympique gets it to the edge of the penalty area. Coke completely free. Inside to Rundle. It's in! Rundle has scored from a near angle. The goalkeeper completely at fault. And it's 3-0 for the Stags. Smash will come forward again. Barker fed through by Coke. Goes past the keeper. Is this four? It's four! Richie Barker. Simple, easy, smart move. Quality football from the Stags once again. And that's it. Good night. Go back to Dale Barnet. You've lost 4-0. Barnet, though, got their revenge on Easter Monday as the Stags lost the game at Underhill and also lost a couple of players. Corner then comes in. It's in the six-yard penalty area. Chance comes in, and it's a shot to be seen, and it's Liam Hatch with the stride from virtually 10 yards out. It was a superb volley, and it arrowed low into the right-hand side of Kevin Pressman's net, and
Martin Sinclair, and Giles Cope definitely got a yellow card. Barker comes forward, and that's a snapping challenge by the Stags captain. And, well, he's going a bit over the top here, and we've got trouble now between Giles Cope and the number 23, who's Barry Fuller, and for the second game in a row, we've got a melee here.
The trouble is here, Jason, is, of course, that Giles Cope has already been booked. If the referee deems that Cope has raised his hands there, then Cope could be seen red.
And Giles Cope gets his second yellow, and he's off. Says that he got the ball from his lunging challenge on, well, it was Bailey, wasn't it, who has gone down, but I thought it was a pretty robust challenge. Was it any different to Andy Hessenthaler's on Jake Foster? First off, and it's straight red. Danny Reed has been sent off. Well, that is an unbelievable decision, that by the referee, and he's reduced Mansfield to 9 men. Barnet then picked up all 3 points at home this season with a 2-1 win at Underhill in December. Ishmael Yakubu put them ahead in first half injury time, whilst Adam Gross added a second soon after the break. Richard Barker grabbed a consolation 6 minutes from time, but Mansfield had to leave North London for the second season in a row without a reward. So overall there have been 19 matches between the two sides, with Mansfield Town winning 6, drawing 7 and losing 6. And the Stags will be hoping to beat Barnet at home for the third time running and secure their League 2 survival this time round. So that's Flashback here on Mansfield 103.2. Looking back at the previous games between the Stags and Barnet in recent years, with the number one hits at the times when those matches were played. Steve Hardshaw.
Lip Biscuit
was number one with Rolling, yeah.
And you cut the swearing bit out.
That is very well there indeed, absolutely. Barnet games in recent times. They've gone pretty well for the Stags, haven't they? I've written a couple of probably the best memories that we've had. Mark Blake, first of all, in 2000. Oh, we remember Chris Greenacre's goal.
Yeah, it was 7 days after, wasn't it?
And then we had Mark Blake again scoring.
Yeah, absolutely phenomenal. In fact, technique-wise and posability, it was a better goal than Greenacre's because, he sort of scissor-kicked it just past the halfway line. It flew into top corner. Absolutely spectacular. He went on to sell knickers and things like that, Mark Blake, didn't he? Which was not a surprise because half at time you were at Mansfield, he wore pants. So, bubble.
There we go. And also, 4-0. The home victory last season.
It was very harsh as well.
We'll send that to him. He's not quitting games that Sunday, is
he? No, it's a good job, isn't it? Oh,
but 4-0 home victory at Fulmer last season, that was a close game, wasn't it? Until the Stags got their second on the hour mark, and then the Stags really ran away with it, didn't they?
The very weird games against Barnet, because, home games normally result in a good Stags performance, but I tell you something, I've hated it ever since they came into the league in 91-92, Barnet. Underhill is one of the most horrible places to go to watch, to commentate, to do anything, bar from go to the pub that's at the top of the hill. It's about the only plus point about Barnet. And Stags, at Barnet, it's it's a 0-0 snore draw or whatever. But home games, different matter. They're usually okay, bar, obviously, I just mentioned 91-92, and the Stags lost 2-1 to Barnet, didn't they? But other than that, they're usually cracking games, and some special memories. I think Peacock didn't score the first hat-trick with an Illuminous ball when we beat them 5-0 on a Friday night, So let's hope we get something like that tomorrow, Jason.
Absolutely. Phil, we're talking there, Steve did mention Underhill. We remember when it was allowed back into the Football League, Steve, people couldn't believe it because they said, well, this is shocking. But then we've seen clubs like Accrington Stanley come up, and the grounds don't seem to be coming up from the conference that are a good enough quality, really, are they?
No, it is a poor stadium. I remember playing there when I was at Scarborough, and when the door to the Football League was open, and Keith Alexander, a former Mansfield Town youth coach, he played for them at that particular time. They have struggled. They're only one or two London clubs in League Two at the moment. But this season, they're mid-table, and tomorrow, obviously, like like I say, they're going to come up here, no pressure on them, but it's important, you know, going back to the Manchester situation again, that Billy gets those troops together, you know, and we get the point that we need, and obviously then we can forget, hopefully put this miserable season to the back of us and start to plan, obviously, for next season, hopefully better times ahead.
You're talking about Accrington, Stanley, Jason. You know that, you know, the game got called off on was it Boxing Day, or not Boxing Day, New Year's Eve. You know, everybody's all distressed, game's called off, oh no. You know what upset me the most? The ground had flooded, and round the back you couldn't get to the pie shed. All the stewards stopped you going round to this thing, and there were a poor little bloke stood there in this little van, stranded with his sausages burning, and me 10 yards away baying for, you know, someone like Moses to open the Red Sea so I could get to him. But I'm more distraught about that than the game being called off, to be honest with you.
The footballing memoirs of Steve Hartshaw. I tell you, you should write a book about those. Quick break. When we come back, we'll be hearing from one of the youngsters that's been thrust into the limelight, Chris Wood, and also be having another look forward to what is, we hope, going to be a big feel-good weekend on Saturday and Sunday at the Mill. This is Sports Talk. I'm Jason Harrison. It's 6:49.
It's time to call Eversil Roofline to strip off your old, worn-out soffits and fascias. And right now, there's free guttering and free downpipes on every soffits and fascia installation. Call Eversil Roofline on 0800 228 220.
Hello, how can I help?
I'd like to move my mortgage to Abbey, please. Here's the fee.
We actually have a mortgage where we don't charge upfront fees.
No fees at all? Oh. Do you have a bag?
At Abbey, our no upfront fee mortgage means we won't charge you anything to move your mortgage to us. Call 0800 80 80 80 or visit your local branch for details. Abbey, more ideas for your money.
Available on selected tracker products, the standard legal fees are repayable if you redeem your mortgage within 2 years. Revaluation up to £1,190. Calls recorded.
The biggest choice from the biggest dealer and our biggest savings in our biggest sale. Yes, this is the big one.
The big one is on now at Evans Halshaw. Right now, we're offering savings of up to £2,000 on thousands of vehicles. And if that wasn't enough, in the big one, we'll even pay your £1,000 finance deposit. Conditions apply. Typical APR 14.9%.
It's the big one from the biggest in the country. Don't miss it.
The big one is on now at Evans Halshaw, Citroën, Nissan and Hyundai on Nottingham Road, Mansfield. And Evans Halshaw Motorhouse on Southall Road West, Mansfield.
Oh, what a lovely shop. First class. That's quality. Seymour Green at his best. It's obviously a Sykes lawn turf pitch, and it's playing a treat.
That's right, me dearies. And whether it's for cricket, bowls, football, or a garden lawn, you'll find the right green to get the best result every time. And at Sykes Lawn Turf, you'll always find the most reasonablest prices, whether you collect or we deliver. Beautiful, me dearies. Just beautiful.
Come and see for yourself at Sykes Lawn Turf, Castle Farm, Stripe Road, Tick Hill, or call Doncaster 742286.
And tell them Seymour sent ya.
Hungry for great value for money food? Visit Tattersall Grange, because every weekday during lunchtimes and evenings, you can enjoy our famous £3.99 carvery. Call Tattersall Grange on 441017.
It's new and it's in Mansfield. The Caravan Online Shop. Your first choice for caravan and motorhome accessories. Internet prices direct. Wheel clamps from £60 and hitch locks from £17.50. Showroom now at Unit 3, Oakwood Road, Oak Tree Industrial Estate. Phone 628142 or visit caravanonlineshop.co.uk.
Roll up, it's the greatest show on earth, with our top cast of thousands of Romans, thousands of vinyls and thousands of wooden floors in laminate and solid wood, with some of the most daring offers you'll ever find and astounding prizes you'll ever see. And it's all available for you to take away, or we can organise a fitting for you. It's a top place to go, so when you want to lay a top carpet, a top vinyl or a top wooden floor, make sure you visit the Top Floor Warehouse, Sturbridge Lane, Mansfield. It's not to be missed.
Mansfield 103.2 Sports with Hopkins Solicitors, the winning team for personal injury and family law on Mansfield 468 468.
We'll be talking on Sports Talk very shortly indeed about contracts. Not yours, Steve Hartshorn, you'll be pleased to hear.
Mine's probably Germany's.
We're talking players' contracts very, very shortly indeed. But let's hear from one of the youngsters that's had to make an impression. Chris Wood has had a frustrating time since he ended his apprenticeship at Field Mill last season by signing a pro contract. Last Saturday, he made his full league debut at Swindon and admitted to me earlier that it was something of a cauldron to be thrown into.
Yeah, it was obviously a big game for Swindon. A time for me to come back and try and prove what I can do. But obviously, difficult circumstances going in midfield. Just had to work my hardest and, you know, try and do it for the team and that.
When did you find out you'd be in the side?
He told me on Tuesday that he was going to call me back. So I only had like a few days to prepare. But I was happy to come back. Try and show him like what I can do.
Do you think you did well?
I thought I did okay. Yeah, it was, like I say, it was difficult. Obviously, like the first 20 minutes or so, they were all over us. But I think second half we started to get on top, started to pass the ball a bit better.
It's a great chance, isn't it, for you? When injury crisis has come like this, it's a chance for youngsters like yourself to state your claim.
It is. Yeah, there was. I think we had quite a few quite a young team out. There was like me, Sleafy, Cal in midfield. But I thought we did okay. And obviously we've got two games left to still prove ourselves to Billy.
The chances have been limited, haven't they, this year for you?
They have, yeah. But I had a spell at Ilkeston where I played four or five games for them. Just basically like trying to keep match fitness up. And then obviously to come back and play is what I wanted.
It's a lot different, isn't it, Ilkeston to Swindon?
It is. It's a lot faster and a lot more competitive.
Here, it's four defeats in a row for Mansfield Town, so it's a time to turn that round, isn't it?
It is. Well, we need to show to the fans that, you know, we're all worth a place in the team. Like we say, it's a good chance for us young lads to come and show the fans, you know, what we've got and that. But yeah, it's a big game. You know, we haven't won in, like I say, four, so. Big game for us.
Because basically you need the point, don't you, to make yourself mathematically safe. The odds are slim are going down, but there's still always that edge, isn't there, a nerve.
There is, yeah, but we're like, the boys are confident, you know, we're all confident, and I think we can get a result in the last two games.
What's your message to the fans?
I think you've got to come down and support us. I think we'd do better with like quite a lot of fans behind us, you know, cheering us on and that. Just come down and watch us.
What difference would it make to you as a player?
Obviously, it'll give you confidence. You know, it'll spur you on to do better. Like to have that backing behind you.
There was Chris Watts speaking to me earlier on, and hopefully he will get himself a place tomorrow and do a great job for the Stags in the centre of midfield, even though it is not his proper position, against Barnet tomorrow afternoon, of course. Get down there and cheer the Stags on if you can. We're trying to urge as many Stags fans to get down there, forget all the politics and everything, go down and enjoy it and get behind the Stags and be the 12th man and make sure that the Stags stay up. They only need a point, make sure that they get it tomorrow with your help. Phil Walker, we're talking about contracts earlier. Earlier on, not Steve Hartshorn's, but the players' contracts. A few players we know who aren't going to be offered a new contract. Martin Gritton, Barry Conlon, Asa Charlton. We'll talk about Conlon and Gritton shortly, but Asa Charlton, I think he's been a little bit unlucky, hasn't he, since his move from non-league football?
Very unlucky. Obviously, with not having a reserve team and not being able to play the, you know, the competitive games that you need as a sportsman, it's like a racehorse. You know, you need to keep fit and you need to have games, action all the time. So he has been very, very, very unlucky. But in the chance that he's had, he's had two or three games and he's not shown an awful lot, so that doesn't surprise me. But once again, you know, as one door closes, another one opens. You know, somebody will take him on board, and good luck to the lad. I hope he goes on, you know, and obviously, you know, makes a living somewhere else.
Yeah, one thing, Steve, is that Billy has said that he will help him find another club. They're not just going to leave him in the lurch, because he quit his job, didn't he?
He did. I mean, the problem Charlton's got, Jason, is plain and simply that it was the last player bought through the door by Peter Shirtlift.
Mm.
You know, Billy arrived back at the club. Billy, whether fans know this or not, had watched Mansfield quite regular throughout the season, scouted for MK Dons and various other bits and bobs that he was doing. So it was a regular visitor to Field Mill. So he had an idea on the players anyway. But when he came as a replacement for Peter Shirtlift, of course, he'd not seen Charlton play, and he's a bit of an unknown quantity. And looking back on it now, you know, poor Asa Charlton, you know, he's giving up his job,
It's worth being sure, isn't it, to come to a club and then have a...
Well, you've got to feel sorry for him, but then, you know, you can't blame Mansour Tan and you can't blame Billy Dearden. You know, if Billy doesn't like the player, doesn't think that the player's... That's probably the wrong words. If Billy doesn't feel that the player's going to fit in to his scheme of things... it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what name you are. If a new manager takes over, Phil, you're an ex-professional sort of player. You have to play for Chesterfield, so that sort of rules a bit on it out. But have you ever been at a club and they've had a change of manager?
Yeah, many times. You know, obviously, a new manager comes in, like you say, if you surface the requirements, obviously then you move on, and that's obviously what's going to happen with Acer. And I do feel sorry for the boy, simply because he's not had enough football. Had he had more football, you know, I keep even harping about this, about the reserve team, but, you know, it's something. He had more football, and then he may have been in a better situation when he did get his first team chance. But what concerns me more so at Mansfield is what's happening with Alex Baptiste and Stephen Dawson, because, you know, these two players to me are fantastic young players. They should never been in a situation where the contracts coming to, you know, to expire. They should have been given longer contracts a couple of years ago, but obviously that's not Billy's fault. I just hope those two players stay with the club, because to me they are the club's future.
Well, we're not sure about Alex, of course, but on Players Lounge on Monday night, Stephen Dawson came in and talked to Jamie Walker, and he wants to stop. That's the key thing. He wants to be at Mansfield Town next season and possibly the season after. So let's hope the club, I want to say the club and Billy, I think it's more the agents, get out of the way a little bit and let Billy sign him. Because what people have got to realise, Jason, is that players will not be offered contracts yet, no matter who they are, until Mansfield Town realistically know what division they're going to be in.
That's what it's
so
about them, yeah.
Those contracts are not going to be offered yet until, you know, if States get a win tomorrow or a draw and the guaranteed lead to survival, I think you'll find contracts tumbling through the door next week when everything's all sorted and Stags know exactly where they're going to be.
Martin Gritton, he is back. He's back Boom. Training with the Stags after... What are you booing for?
Boo, he went home and come back again. Do you know something? Both Conlon and Gritton, Jason, I think fans expected a hell of a lot of them, didn't they? Because they got off brilliantly. But they've really fell by the wayside the last couple of weeks, both of them. And, you know, it'd be great to see them both tomorrow hit the back of the net, how they did when they started.
Absolutely. Thanks to Steve Hartshaw. Thanks to Phil Walker. Thanks to Wayne Sharp as well. Follow the Arrowhead Road Captain News popped in tonight. Good luck on the Sunday, and make sure you don't hit Jamie Walker too high up into the air, right?
Okay, yeah.
I've got him marked on him. He's having him.
The Stags Legends game then at Phil Mill on Sunday afternoon. The follow the Yellow Brick Road supporter side against the Stags Legends side for the Stephen McIntyre Memorial Trophy. Make sure you get down there for the Notts City Hospital Cancer Unit, and also be down at Phil Mill tomorrow. The Stags against Barnet. Come on, Stags, get the point that ensures Football League survival. I'm Jason Harrison. We'll see you next Friday. Good night. Manfield,